And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
In the exciting story of
Lost Disc Radio.
What?
I agree we have a problem, but I think we're well able to keep it under control.
What about kids, underage kids? Drinking, smoking marijuana, using drugs, acids. Would you say you have that under control?
Yes, the second coming. Hey, the escapism continues here tonight at top of the hour on Lost Discs Radio with the second coming. Okay, on the Steady label. Yeah, we got the 45 on that one. That's some, listen, there's a Dickie Betts situation going on there. I tried to give Brad a little heads up in the chat room.
He's a drummer?
Guitar guy.
Oh, guitar. Oh, great. Brad's right. Into guitar guys.
Before he went on to be in the Allman Brothers band, Chesty.
Oh.
For example. And some early Dickie Betts obscurity action there with the second coming and kind of picking it up where we left off with the, you know, the grooving back, laid back kind of groove thing we were digging. Right? And but here we are now. It is June. suddenly, right, Chesty, the economy's getting back up and running. Come on, you're like a warrior. You got to get out there.
June. Go New moon, June.
Go shopping or something and get out there. You know, it's for the American way. And Chesty, here's my concern. You know, we're all pent up now, and it's June, and the weather is nice, and the trees are flowering, and the grass is greening, and, man, the sun is shining. And it's like, wow, like, we are going out and getting out and about, and we just can't believe how great it feels to be out and about. But I think people might be, you know, I think enjoy while you can, folks, because I think we still got a ways to go on this. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. The outside sounds of the stained glass.
Groovy as this is, girl, tight as we may be, the best is yet to come, girl.
I always found them to be a nice bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
Sitting here wondering what it's all about. This rock and roll music that makes you shout. You tune in on Bandstand, they're jumping like mad. And they're dancing, they're doing it. Don't look bad, you get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rockin' and a reelin',
rockin' and a reelin'.
Soon your arms and legs start flappin' like a hound on off a yak. And you're a rockin' and a rollin'. You don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. You thought you might try it, but once or twice. You started with that dance they call the stroke, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rockin' and a reelin',
rockin' and a reelin'.
Stop flapping like a hop, I'll not be yapping. You're rocking and rolling. Your hair
Don't talk crazy anymore. All your life you've been speaking crazy, and it doesn't get you nowhere.
Now I've tried everything to get you off my mind, and every night I get higher than a Georgia pine. But the way that I'm going, I'll soon be on Skid Row, but I've got to stay high so I won't feel so low. I'm the first one to admit that I drink quite a lot, but it helps me to forget the love I haven't got. If I sobered for a minute, my tears would start to flow. So I've got to stay high so I won't feel so low. I've got to stay high to keep from feeling low. I'll drink here till it's closing time, and then I'll get a case to go. Everybody thinks I'm happy, but they just don't know that I've got to stay high to keep from feeling so low. I've got to stay high to keep from feeling low. I'll drink here till it's closing time, and then I'll get a case to go. Well, everybody thinks I'm happy, but they just don't know that I've got to stay high to keep from feeling so low.
Far out.
Lost this radio.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
Every time sound inside my heart, I'd ever hear when we're apart. But the moment you come near, I start to feel the beat. Your smile, your style, your lips, my heart flips. We kiss and a thousand drums repeat the beat. Every time we meet, I feel the beat. When you hit me with that French perfume, my heart goes zooming around the room like a tom, tom, tom going boom, boom, boom. And I feel the beat. You sigh, so do I. We caress. Your mind and a thousand drums repeat the beat. Every time we meet, I feel
here when we're apart, but the moment you come near, I start to feel the beat. I feel the beat.
What did he say? What did he say? Was that about me?
Rockin' radio. And hear this.
She couldn't stand me anymore, so she just took the kids and went. You see, I've got a drinking problem. All the money that we had, I spent. Now I must die by my own hand, 'cause I'm not man enough to live alone. Hey, she's better off without me, and I'm better off dead now that she's gone. She gave the most, took the least, she even had the priest come to our home. And I cried and prayed and promised that I'd leave this stuff alone. Now I must leave what I can't face. I hope she finds the kids a happy home. Hey, she's better off without me, and I'm better off dead now that she's gone. To call a friend and cry, then the man cut off the telephone. She'd sit and cry while I went out and pawned the things we own. Now I must die by my own hand, 'cause I'm not man enough to live alone.
Okay.
Better off dead.
Now see, you should just leave a moment of silence there. Did you hear what just happened at the end of that song, Chesty?
That's depressing, Jimmy. What are you doing to me?
You were paying attention to that, and it caught your ear, and then I asked you to please pay attention to the lyrics, and did you hear what happened at the end of that song, I'm asking?
He killed himself, right?
Huh? What?
I think he killed himself.
I think that's what I heard. Listen, I hate to tell you this, folks, but that was Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Okay, that with Better Off Dead out of 1972. Now, why is that particularly important that's Bill Withers doing Better Off Dead? No, I'm not trying to be funny. Well, I am actually trying to be a little morbidly funny, but the point really is that's the B-side of Lean On Me. Okay, I got it on the turntable right here. Do you want to hear a little bit? So here's Lean On Me, right, on the 45, right?
So it's
hang on.
Positive, negative messages going
I guess.
On.
I mean, I don't know how people have overlooked this all these years. So right.
Always tomorrow.
Lean on me.
Right. So one of the biggest upbeat positive songs of the entire 20th century popular music scene. Right, number one for 3 weeks in 1972, and then another big hit again in 1986 by what's her name's. Some group did this. I should have looked that one up, but. But yeah, Bill Withers, of course, the original Bill Withers, who just passed away a while back. Now, see, Chesty, part of what we're trying to do here tonight is a little bit of house cleaning, right?
Yeah, we like to celebrate the passings of great musicians.
Yeah, at least
make
a note of that some of these great musicians and artists have passed. And right, so All right, so anyway, so here's Bill Withers, right? And I'm going to turn it over. I'm turning it over to 45 right now on the turntable, Chesty.
Yes.
And here's that scary song in the back where he shoots himself.
I guess nobody flipped it over.
Come on, all those number one records sold and no one flipped it over and said, wait a minute, but he shoots himself in the head on the flip side of Lean On Me.
Sometimes people ignore the B side.
Take it to the end of the record again and see if we heard that right.
I'm pretty sure you're right. But...
No.
All right, here comes. Here we go.
She's better off without me, and I'm better off dead.
Okay. So I'm just saying, in all of your Bill Withers tributes...
I just want to say to anybody out there, you're not better off dead than alone. Being alone is okay.
Man. All right. Well, there's some positive vibes from Chesty. Hey, listen, before the Bill Withers, geez. Man, after all that, do we remember what we heard? It was Jim Lowe. On the Dot label, I feel the damn beat. The very creepy sounding Jim Lowe. That was a charting B-side. Believe it or not, both sides of that record hit because no one could figure out why you would put that as the B-side. And it got to like number 84 on the charts back in 1957.
Yeah.
Right? Jim Lowe. There. And then before that, it was Jimmy Dollar. Right? The country legend. Jimmy Dollar on the chart label, I've Got to Stay High. I've Got to Stay High. Name of the song, right? So I Don't Feel So Low. Before that, it was Bobby Hendrix, right? Now, wait a minute. Bobby Hendrix, right? No relation to Jimmy there. Bobby Hendrix out of 1958 on the Sue record label with the itchy feeling and you know my favorite line, like one of, I think this is the best line. Forget anything that Dylan ever did or Lennon McCartney or anybody, right, Chesty? My favorite line from the golden age of rock and roll is, your arms and legs start flapping like a hound's a mouth a yapping, you're a rocking
and a rolling.
Bobby Hendrix, yes. Yeah, peaked at number 25. A lot of people know that record. Not really a lost disc, but man, that's one I had as a little kid growing up. And that's just reminding me how I've been feeling these past couple months here in all the lockdown business. And we kicked off the set, yeah, with The Stained Glass out of 1966, early 67 on the RCA Victor label. What a long way to go.
We got a long way to go.
Non-charting side for those guys, right? Okay, all right. Speaking of long ways to go, we're sort of going to get into this now where we got to make note of several musicians who have passed, some legendary musical artists, Chesty, who have passed, and none more important than Little Richard.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And very important records to me back in the day.
When he passed, I read some articles about him, and he brought together all of his children from different women. Brought them all together in one room and said, all right, here you are, all of my children. Here's what you're going to get from me when I die. This is sort of interesting.
He's kind of a class act, let's face it, man. And anyway, after the hits kind of started fading there from the late 50s, he found himself, interestingly, on the VJ Records label, like right in the height of Beatlemania, when even the early Beatles stuff, some of it was coming out on the VJ label. Little Richard had about a half a dozen singles. This is the last of his VJ singles, and it actually did chart. He peaked at number 97 with this one in 1965. Yeah, I don't know what you got. That sure got me. Tonight I've lost discs.
You never treat me kind. You part. not me. You're not very, very much to look at. But you know just where it's at. You don't have one thing in time. Still, I can't leave you behind. Baby, I don't know what you got. Honey, I don't know what you got. But it's got me. I'm telling you, it's got me. I feel so all alone. Sometimes I just cry, I sigh, sometimes I even moan. Because, baby, I don't know what it is, but I find myself living at your will. Oh, baby, please. Sometimes my best friend comes to me on my job and he look at me and he said, Richard, man, you don't know what's going on. And I look at my friend because I'm innocent and my friend look at me and said, Richard, you don't know what's going on. I got something to tell you. And look what my friend tell me. This is what he say to me. Now you cheat, cheat, cheat. Cheat on me. But baby, let me be. Honey, I don't know what you got. Baby, I don't know what you got. But it's got me. I cry sometimes because I know it's got me. Listen, I gave you all the money I had in the bank. Not one time did you say thanks. But baby, I don't know what you got. Honey, I say, I don't know what you got. Sometimes it makes me cry. I don't know what you got. I feel sometimes.
Oh, Far Out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Well, a few days later, Jimmy stood up and shouted,
Parents, do you actually know what your sons and daughters do for thrills and kicks?
You say you love me, but you can't come in. You say you love me, but you can't come in.
Sports Radio.
Try this simple brainwashing experiment.
Crazy pad, man, it's a mad pad. Blue suede drapes, wall-to-wall television. Lampshades, plaid light bulbs. Overstuffed couch with feathers from Birdland.
Crazy.
Yeah, a crazy pad.
Yeah, crazy. Chesty, that's Ed Burns.
Why did pad go out of favor as a word? Let's go down to my pad.
Yeah, I don't think it should have. I think in some places it has not. Right? but good old Ed Kooky Burns there for sure, man, was using that term, man. Kooky's Mad Pad, that's the B-side of a Warner Brothers single, right, that this guy had out, and we just kind of had to play it because, you know, he passed on. Of course, he's an actor associated with that, 77 Sunset Strip show, which was not really on my radar, right, Chesty?
I don't know, but he stuffs his pillow with feathers from Birdland. Oh, that's such a jazzy thing to say.
Like crazy.
Like crazy. Wow.
So before that, it was the Outlaws covering Little Richard, right? Of course, Keep a Knockin', right? That big smash, a Little Richard tune.
I like that cover.
I liked it too, man. They're a British group, and they really were like an instrumental group. You know, like the Shadows or somebody. Early 60s. Never hit it in the States. And among other things, they featured Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, you know, who later went on to be in Deep Purple, for example. Right? Okay, but that, yeah, there was the Outlaws with their version of Keep a Noggin, circa 1964 on that. And it was Little Richard himself right there kicking off that set. I don't know what you got, but it's got me. And I checked on that Hot 100 chart position there, number 92. That got on for about 2 weeks back around October of 1965, man, on the VJ label for Little Richard and R.I.P. Little.
Yeah, there'll never be Richard. Anyone like Little Richard. He's a true original.
Hey, you know what? There'll never be anyone like Wayne and Diana in North Carolina who are coming in on the email. Under quarantine still, down there tonight. I think they're digging it on the internet feed, unfortunately. We'd like to see if anyone's digging it on 5130 kilocycles for your underground shortwave experience. Right, let us know. Good old Bill in Fort Atkinson was approving of the level of reverb, Chesty, that we were slapping on the mics.
All right.
Hey, there's your host. There's this guy, he goes by Your Host, right? How Orwellian is that, first of all? But anyway, your host saying, howdy, gang. He's digging it on the shortwave tonight. There you go. Thanks, buddy. And, yeah, he does a music show called This Is a Music Show, right? Like, how Orwellian is that, right? Okay. Justine, let's keep it moving because the hour's going to be up soon, and we're still in the middle of paying tribute to some of our folks. Oh, by the way, Justine, give them that email real quick if you got it.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Good. Thank you. Spell the word discs with the letter C.
With the letter C for Chesty.
Send in that email, folks, like those folks did. All right. We're paying tribute to some of our past folks who have passed. And, you know, Joe Stax is a little bit AWOL these days. He has another commitment for a while that is actually precluding him from partaking in the show, right, in case people were wondering. All right, so he sent in a little, I asked him if he would please send in a little few words about Phil May, who passed away, right? Guy from the Pretty Things.
Pretty Things.
Right, that, speaking of UK groups, right? So let's just let Joe kind of kick this off, and then we're going to listen to two Pretty Things songs. His selection was Come See Me, and my pick, You'll Never Do It, both coming from the same Fontana EP, Circa 66, man.
No one ever got rich being a pretty thing. From the band's debut in 1963 until their final performances and formal retirement in 2018, it was always a labor of love about making music and connecting with their audience. I'm reminded of an article I saw once called The Agony of a Pop Star. The article is from 1964 and across a series of photos depicts a performance by Phil fronting the Pretty Things. Phil is in full rock star flow, twisting, jumping, throwing shapes, whipping his shoulder-length hair all over the place, while the captions on the photos use him as an example of the degeneracy of the modern generation of kids in 1964. He's an example as they decry the dirty, sullen, long-haired, loud music-loving kids who are going to be the ruin of us all. Well, what I see when I look at these photos is a man who's living the dream. Phil is giving 100% to the band, to the fans in the room. What I see when I look at this, I know Phil May was the heart of the Pretty Things. Thanks, Phil.
If you want a baby, come see me. If you want a hug, baby, come see me. When you need someone to treat you right, and you need someone to make you feel right.
Yeah. It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
A chance to really freak out once and for all.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Pretty Things. There's our little Phil May tribute with a little cooperation from your old pal Joe Stacks. Man, right there, right there. All right, now look, we just got to keep things moving along, Chesty.
Hey,
believe it or not.
Are you my man?
Here, you know it, Chesty.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She stands waiting at the gate.
My pick is a lost disc, I think. I found a little gem of a group called Ormandy, and maybe they're not psychedelic enough for you, but they kind of have a little groovy instrumental backing to them, and I really enjoy it. And I think you're going to enjoy this song, Good Day.
Such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside. It's such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside for just a while. Got me a poster of toadstools sitting in my hobbit hole. A chain of colored smoke rings dotting up my chimney. Dragon's treasure. outside. It's such a good day, such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside. It's such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside. It's such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside for just a while. Come outside. Such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside. Such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside. Such a good day, don't you know it? It's such a good day, come outside for just a while.
Go, Chesty, go.
Another hour of music. Pow, 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 way.
Naturally, some of the kids are going to think we're way out of orbit. But maybe it's just the other way around. Maybe it's the other kids that are square sometimes. I think it's a question of whom do we want to please first, the rest of the gang or God?
Good for you. And everybody was sitting around milling and grooving, you know, listening to music. We went downstairs and took one each. I went back upstairs and nothing seemed to happen. I thought, ah, these things are nothing.
Well, I says, I believe I will have another big orange.
Set us free, just close your eyes, girl. Look inside, love, and let the sound take you away. Last night I held Aladdin's lamp, and I saw a wish I could say. But before the thing could answer me, somebody took my lamp away. I looked around, Elijah Candle was all I found.
You don't know what we can find.
Come on, join me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride.
You don't know what we can see.
Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy might set us free. Just close your eyes, look inside, love. Let the sound take you away. Light your firecrackers, throw them out the back door, watch them go bang.
Take you away.
Yeah. That's what you got, a little sound foundation. Tonight on the show, man, right off the 45 RPM label there of the Smobro label, right? Yes, covering that old Steppenwolf tune, Chesty.
Yeah, that's a standard.
That's a standard. We were just saying how that was a pretty standard cut to hear at every frat house in the mid-80s.
Hey, tomorrow, if it's a good day, I want you to get outside.
Well, we kicked off the set, Chesty, by way of your chick pick.
Yeah.
Good Day from Ormandy, right?
I don't know. I like it.
I was digging that little power pop number there, man, on the Kasaba label. I thought of 1970. They're actually out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, so I don't know. And right in the middle of that set there was Cracker. Man. Yes, it was Cracker. Cracker with a K. Sorry about that, man. On the Rolling Stones record label, Medicated Goo. Yes, Medicated Goo. We even have the picture sleeve on that one. Folks, I don't know why we keep doing that. You know what gives? Well, hey, man, that's not all the action there is, right? You could get over to rockandradio.com where the boss man, Randy Tivins, really spiffed up some of the pages over there, folks. Yeah. Of course, he always contributes his RLT Archives Music Magazine. Right? Along with the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Right? And his brother from another mother, the Electrophonic, Brian Phillips. Right? And of course, the Deep Album Tracks with Mark Brainerd. That's at rockandradio.com. That's not when you're not over at our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Man, spell it with a C. Hey, we did hear in from other folks, magical folks like John Carver and Mr. Bill. And Jason in Halifax tonight on Lost Discs Radio. And good night. Good night, Joe Stacks. Good night, Dr. Doc Brown, who is conspicuously absent tonight. Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.